Hello and welcome. I'm so glad you've pressed play on this one because today we're diving into one of the most practical and genuinely useful topics in your GCSE mathematics course, statistics. Whether you're sitting AQA, EdExcel, OCR, or any other board, statistics questions appear in every single paper, and the good news is that with the right approach, they are very, very mark-friendly. So here's what we're going to cover today. We'll start with the core concepts, data types, averages, spread, and probability. Then we'll move into exam tips and the most common mistakes I see candidates make. After that, a quick-fire recall quiz to test yourself, and we'll finish with a sharp summary you can carry into the exam room. Grab a pen, let's go. Let's start at the very beginning. Data types. Before you can analyze any data, you need to know what kind of data you're dealing with. There are two main families. Qualitative data, which is categorical. Think colors, names, favorite subjects, and quantitative data, which is numerical. Within quantitative data, you have discrete data, which can only take specific values. Like the number of students in a class, you can't have 27.4 students. And continuous data, which can take any value within a range, like height or temperature. Why does this matter for the exam? Because the type of data determines which diagram you use. Discrete data gets bar charts, continuous data gets histograms. Examiners will test this distinction directly, so make sure you know it cold. Now let's talk about averages, or as statisticians call them, measures of central tendency. There are three you need to know: the mean, the median, and the mode. The mean is the one most people know. You add up all the values and divide by how many there are. The formula is x bar equals the sum of x divided by n. The mean uses every single data value, which makes it powerful, but it's also sensitive to extreme values called outliers. If one student in your class scored 0 on a test, the mean for the whole class drops significantly. The median is the middle value when your data is arranged in order. For an odd number of values, it's straightforward, it's the middle one. For an even number, you take the mean of the two middle values. The median is resistant to outliers, which is why estate agents use median house prices rather than mean house prices. A few multi-million pound mansions would skew the mean dramatically. The mode is simply the most frequently occurring value. A data set can have no mode, one mode, or more than one mode. It's the only average that works for qualitative data too. Here's a key exam skill: choosing the right average. If a question asks you to comment on or compare averages, you need to say which one is most appropriate and why. For skewed data with outliers, the median is usually the better choice. For symmetrical data, the mean is fine. Now let's move to spread, how much the data varies. The range is the simplest measure, highest value minus lowest value, but the range is affected by outliers, just like the mean. A more robust measure is the interquartile range, or IQR. This is Q3 minus Q1. The range of the middle 50% of the data. You'll need to find quartiles from both lists of data and from cumulative frequency graphs, so practice both methods. For higher tier candidates, you also need standard deviation. This measures how far on average each data point is from the mean. A small standard deviation means the data is tightly clustered. A large standard deviation means it's more spread out. You won't usually need to calculate it by hand in GCSE, but you need to interpret it. Now, diagrams. You need to be fluent in reading and drawing. Bar charts, pie charts, frequency polygons, histograms, scatter graphs, cumulative frequency graphs, and box plots. Let me flag the two that trip candidates up most. Histograms, and this is crucial, the y-axis is frequency density, not frequency. Frequency density equals frequency divided by class width. The area of each bar represents the frequency. If you draw a histogram with frequency on the y-axis, you will lose marks. Cumulative frequency graphs, you plot cumulative frequency against the upper class boundary, not the midpoint. Join the points with a smooth curve. From this curve, you can read off the median at the halfway point, Q1 at the quarter point, and Q3 at the three-quarter point. Finally, probability. Probability is always between 0 and 1 inclusive. 0 means impossible, 1 means certain. The probability of an event not happening equals 1 minus the probability of it happening. This is called the complement rule, and it's tested constantly. For two events, if they're mutually exclusive, meaning they can't both happen at the same time, then P of A or B equals P of A plus P of B. If they're independent, meaning one doesn't affect the other, then P of A and B equals P of A multiplied by P of B. Tree diagrams are your best friend for multi-stage probability questions. Draw the branches, write the probabilities on each branch, multiply along branches for A and D, and add across branches for OR. Always check your probabilities on each set of branches, sum to one. Right, let's talk about what examiners actually see in the marking room, because this is where marks are won and lost. Mistake number one, not showing working. In statistics, method marks are available even if your final answer is wrong. If you calculate the mean incorrectly but show the correct method, adding the values and dividing by n, you can still earn marks. Never just write down an answer with no working. Mistake number two, misreading cumulative frequency graphs. Candidates often read the median from the wrong axis or read from the midpoint of the class rather than the upper boundary. When you draw your curve, make sure you're plotting against upper class boundaries. Mistake number three, confusing frequency and frequency density on histograms. This is one of the most common errors at higher tier. Burn this into your memory. On a histogram, y-axis is frequency density, area equals frequency. Mistake number four, forgetting to write probability as a fraction, decimal, or percentage, and not as a ratio like 1 to 5. Examiners will not accept ratio notation for probability. Mistake number five, when comparing two datasets, candidates often describe one set without actually comparing. Use comparative language. The median for group A is higher than group B, suggesting that you must make a direct comparison to earn the comparison mark. Command word tip. When a question says estimate, it usually means read a value from a graph. Don't calculate it algebraically. When it says show that, you must demonstrate the result with full working, not just state it. Okay, quiz time. I'll ask the question, pause for 3 seconds, then give the answer. Ready? Question one. What is the formula for frequency density? Frequency density equals frequency divided by class width. Question two, what does IQR stand for and how do you calculate it? Interquartile range. IQR equals Q3 minus Q1. Question three, two events are mutually exclusive. What is P of A or B? P of A plus P of B. Question four, on a cumulative frequency graph, where do you plot the points against the upper class boundary? Question five, which average is most affected by outliers? The mean. Brilliant, let's wrap up. Here are your 5 golden rules for statistics in the exam. One, know your data types, qualitative versus quantitative, discrete versus continuous, and match them to the correct diagram. Two, know all 3 averages and when to use each one. The median is your go-to when there are outliers. Three, on histograms, frequency density on the y-axis, area equals frequency, non-negotiable. Four, on cumulative frequency graphs, plot against upper class boundaries and read off Q1, median, and Q3 carefully. Five, in probability, always show you're working, use tree diagrams for multi-stage problems, and check your branch probabilities sum to one. You've got this. Statistics is one of the most learnable topics in the whole GCSE mathematics course. It rewards careful, methodical working, and that's entirely within your control. Good luck, and I'll see you in the next episode.